Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do the last Mishnah in Maseches Bava Kamma, as well as the first Mishnah in Maseches Bav Metzia. So, says the Mishnah, what do you do if you are hired to construct something, to build something, to make something, and there's leftover material when you're done? So, Mochen Shakovis Motze Harelu Shalo, whatever little pieces of wool that a Koves, that a cleaner's takes off as he cleans off the wool, that belongs to him, because the owner of the clothing doesn't care to get those to get that back, and even if he does care to get it back, the Bartanur points out, but l'daito etzel das kaladam, that his das is batel. We assume that those are things like little wool balls that that you pull off of a sweater are not considered to be something that anyone cares about. If a comer removes it, so then it goes back to the balabais, goes back to the owner, because that's usually a lot more wool. It's not just a little piece of nothing. So therefore, the balabais will want it. Hakovis notel shlosha chutin vein shalo. After washing and laundering a sweater or something, he takes three chutin. The guy who did the cleaning takes three chutin, three strands, and that's his, because it's such a small amount of thread. We assume the owner of the sweater doesn't care about it. Yasser mikain harel shel balabais. But if it's more than three strings, so then it's already a significant amount, and we assume that the balabais wants it. Imaya shachar al gabe alav. But if it was black on white, meaning let's say it was a white shirt and there were some black threads, then you could take as many as there are, because the owner of a white shirt doesn't want any blackness on his shirt, so he's not interested in those black threads. If a tailor has a little leftover thread to sew with, or if there's a piece of cloth that's 3x3 etzbaos, etzbaos is the width of a thumb, that belongs to the balabais, because that's significant. It's something that the balabais could use. A carpenter, when he takes off, when he smooths out a piece of wood by using a certain instrument that scrapes down the wood, so that whatever wood comes off, that belongs to him, because it's just a very, very, very thin layer. Of a kashel shel balabais. But if it was an axe that chopped a piece of wood, so then the broken pieces are more significant, and he's got to give that back to the balabais. But if he's working in the house of the balabais, or in the yard of the balabais, then even the tiniest little pieces, even little teeny pieces of sawdust, go to the balabais, because he wouldn't want anything taken out of his property specifically, so he would have an objection to that. So that brings us to the end of Maseches Bava Kamma. Now we move on to Bav Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Shayim Ochsin B'talis. If you have two people that are holding on to a talis, Zo Omer Ani Mitzasiya. This guy says, I found it, meaning Shali, V'Zo Omer Ani Mitzasiya. And the other one says, I found it. I got here first, I picked it up, and therefore it's mine. Zo Omer Kula Shali, V'Zo Omer Kula Shali. This one says, it's all mine, and this one says the whole thing is mine. So the halacha is zei yishav hashen lo bapachas michetzia. Each vizei yishav hashen lo bapachas michetzia. Each one has to swear that they own no less than half of it viachloku, and then they divide it. They can't each swear that they both own the whole thing, because then we're asking essentially for people to swear something falsely. So they have to swear they own no. They can't swear they own half of it, because they're both claiming that they don't own half of it, that they own the whole thing. So we have to have them swear that they don't own any less than half of it. Zo omer kula shali. Two people are holding our ochsin betalis, and this one says kula shali. V'zo omer chetzia shali, and the other one says, well, only half of it is mine. Ho omer kula shali. So essentially, for half of it, they both agree that it belongs to one party. So omer kula shali she'in lo ba pachs mishlosh chalakim. The one who says kula shali has to swear that he doesn't own any less than 3/4 of it. Vo omer chetzia shali yishav she'in lo ba pachs mirviya. The one that said that it's chetzi shali has to swear that he doesn't own any less than 1/4 of it. Zeh notel shlosha chalakim, zeh notel rviya. And the one that said kula shali gets 75% of it, and the one that said chetzi shali gets 25% of it, because the half that was not in doubt, that goes to the guy that everyone agrees it belongs to. And the other half we divide between them. So to review what we did today, in the last mission, Bava Kamma, we said that leftover scraps, if it's the kind of thing that people are not makpid about it at all you're allowed to keep, but if it's the kind of thing that people are makbid about, yeah, the worker has to give to the balabais, and we just gave an exception unless it's like a carpenter working in the property of the balabais. And then in Mishnah Aleph, Bamitzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if two people are holding on to a talis, each one claims to have found it and found it first, or each one claims that it's entirely theirs, then they both have to swear that they have they own no less than half of it, and they split it. But if one of them says it's entirely mine, and the other one says no, it's only half yours and half mine, so then the one that says it's entirely mine swears that he doesn't own any less than 3/4. One that says that it's half mine swears that he owns no less than 1/4 of it, and that's how they split it, a 3/4 to 1/4 split. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis.